earth and sky.
We cannot predict earthquakes in the sense of being able to tell exactly where, exactly when, and exactly how big.
You're listening to Kathleen Tierney of the Natural Hazards Center at the University of Colorado. She said that because no one can make predictions about earthquakes far in advance, people in high-risk areas always need to be prepared.
They can develop household disaster plans.
Some communities have warning systems. Earthquake-prone Japan developed a national alert system in 2007, which tries to warn the public the moment scientists detect a large tremor. The Japanese system doesn't just rely on seismology. It also relies on a well-informed population. In other parts of the world, where populations may be more demographically diverse, getting out earthquake preparedness information can be a challenge.
In terms of different language groups, different ethnic groups, groups that use different types of media.
For now, Tierney advised, people in vulnerable areas should stay vigilant, especially when it's been a while since the last quake. Today we're observing the International Year of Planet Earth, thanks to the National Science Foundation and the U.S. Geological Survey. More at yearofplanetearth.org. We're Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.